الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوادي الأربعين، نوادي الأحكام، نوادي الخبر، نوادي العزل، نوادي الرياضة، نوادي السلوك. لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. So we continue with the explanation and the different levels of the 10 levels for someone who wants to reach the status of Muridiya in Tariqa Naqshbandiya, in the Naqshbandi order, to be able to consider yourself or to call yourself you are approaching this status to be called a Murid. As we said, you are still beginners. So you are trying to find a way through this long journey. It is long journey because it's full of obstacles. And these obstacles, whenever something is, you see it long, when it is full of difficulties. And sometimes you see things short because you see no difficulties, you are entertaining yourself. Some people, when they go to entertain themselves, they see the time is passing quickly because it is the happiest time. And some people, they are busy with their work, they see it's so long to reach the vacations. Okay. Also, in this journey of self-realization, you feel sometimes that it is a long journey, but when you reach, you begin to entertain and feel the pleasure of Zikrullah. But until you reach, then you feel the pleasure. So it is a long way to go. But when you reach there, when you do zikr, you feel the time is running and you want to do more. But until to reach there, you have to know that there are obstacles that might face you in your life. And as we said before, that when you want to make tawbah, which is the second level, you will be taken away from the group of oppressors. Zulm will be taken away from you, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And those who do not repent are indeed the oppressors. 49:11. So means if you ask for repentance, you are not. They will take you out of that zulm, of that group. You will not be called anymore zalim, oppressor. So when you decide to repent, and you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to repent, as Allah said in Holy Quran to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to say to us, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Ya Muhammad, say to my servants whom they were oppressor to themselves, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope of Allah's mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. What he said, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ, from what? Min rahmatillah. Don't lose hope of Allah's what? Mercy. Allah will forgive. Allahu Akbar. That is something we are not paying attention before. Now they are opening. Maulana opening. He say, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Don't lose hope of Allah's mercy. In Allah, Ya Muhammad, he said at the beginning of the verse, Qul, say, Ya Muhammad, Qul, to my servants, Ya Ibadi, Alladina Asrafu Alwaz, to my servants whom they were oppressor to themselves, La taqnatu, don't lose hope of my mercy. And what Allah say in another verse, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ, when they were oppressor to themselves, they come to you, Ya Muhammad. And here he said, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, don't lose hope of Allah's mercy. And he said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So means that rahmah, don't lose hope of, the rahmah means don't lose hope of you have Muhammad between you. Don't lose hope. When you don't lose hope that Muhammad is with you and he is going to intercede for you, then what Allah continues saying in the verse, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله, don't lose hope of Muhammad, of his mercy. His mercy is Muhammad. In Allah يغفر الذنوب جميعا, because of Muhammad Allah will forgive all sins. So you put these three verses together from different surahs, you see that Allah is pointing that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that rahmah which he is addressing to the oppressors, that you don't lose hope, you are going to be forgiven. So when you decide to go to the door of Prophet and ask for intercession, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, when they are oppressor to themselves, they come to you, Muhammad, they ask Allah forgiveness, means they are willing to audit themselves, to make an account. They knew they did something wrong. So they come to ask forgiveness. So how you ask forgiveness? You say, okay, I did this wrong, astaghfirullah. I did this wrong, astaghfirullah. And then Allah said, وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ, and Prophet has to ask forgiveness for them. لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا, they will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiver. So means the second level, after awareness which we described, we came to the second level which is tawbah. You cannot have tawbah without going to the door, and the door is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As is when you put these verses together. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, don't lose hope of Allah's mercy which relate to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, is رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. So you have to come to that door. What you want to do there? That's the third level. Means when you understand that you are sinner, you did problems, now you are realizing that you need a intercessor. You need someone that is more sincere to take by your hand. Who is the best sincere? Who is the perfect one? Is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But also you cannot go there directly. You need someone who is inheritor, that he went this the same way before you. He knew what kind of obstacle is going to face you. He will take with your hand. That is your guide. There is a guide. You know, when you have bushes, they say, they put on the TV sometimes, different type of instrument that they cut these grass and bushes.
Mower.
There are mower, cut the grass. The grass is not thick, you have this cheap mower. If the grass is bigger, some bushes, they have this one that turn harder. So if the bush is bigger and go deeper in roots, then you get what you call the rotor. Rhoda Teller. It turned heavy, too much in dirt. Now you find it's, this is the easy ones. Then you go into a jungle, into the forest in Africa, or Indonesia, or Malaysia. You cannot enter even you have rotor tiller or mower. What you need at that time? You need bulldozers. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they not only bulldozer, they have to put dynamite there to blow up everything, and then the bulldozer come and clean everything. So if your guide is a mower, then he's going to clean it for you in front of you a little bit. If your guide is like rotor tiller, it's bigger, heavier. If your guide is a bulldozer, he can move trees. If your guide is a dynamite, he can open roads for you to reach your destination. So, means you need an inheritor that he went through that journey, knew the way. Then he looks at you and then guide you through your heart. Okay, now you have to do what? To audit yourself. How to audit? Allah said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqu allaha wal tanzur nafsun ma qaddamat li ghadin, wa ittaqu allaha inna allaha khabirun bima ta'amalun. He said, O you who believe, fear Allah. Ah. When you fear, means you tawbah. You want to make tawbah. And let every soul look to what provision. Every soul look to what, according to the translation, a provision he has sent forth for the morrow. For tomorrow. Means وَالْتَنْزُ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. What every soul has prepared of provisions for tomorrow. Not the body. The soul has to prepare provision. When the Bedouin came to Prophet ﷺ and he asked him, مَتَى السَّاعَةَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. When is the day of judgment day? The time of judgment day. And it's a long hadith, but Prophet said, didn't answer, he was on the minbar during Jummah. Then the Bedouin at the door said, Ya Rasulallah, mata sa'a, when is the judgment? Prophet didn't answer. Then, another third time, he asked, Ya Rasulallah, mata sa'a, when is the judgment day? But with passion, compassion, with love, he's asking. And Jibreel came and said, Ya Rasulullah, tell him. Allah ordering you to tell him. Inform him something. He said, it's a long way. It's a long drive. Or it is a long ride on a camel. Or it is a long drive. It's a long way to judge, to the day of judgment. But what you are asking, what kind of provision you have prepared for that day? Your way is long, of difficult, full of difficulties, full of problems. Now we are expanding, explaining. That way is every step. You are stepping with your ego. You are stepping with full confidence of your shaitan, trusting him. Wherever he tells you, with all your bad desires, you are walking. This is what happens to us. What you are expecting, what you are preparing? Provision, when comes on nafsu maqaddamak lighad, means it is, you have to account what you have prepared for tomorrow. Auditing. Muhasaba in Arabic. After you decide to repent, and after you begin to audit yourself, what are the bad desires and what kind of mistakes you are doing, now is the real journey. Means Allah is going to test you. Is your repentance real or not real? Allah. Are you going to say, Ya Rabbi, I am auditing myself, I do my accounts, and this is are the things that I made wrong, I am repenting. Now, in that journey is the day of repenting. Everything that you have prepared that we mentioned before, lecture, you have to repent from it. How much you have counted on your journal, 100, 200, 300 forbiddens. Now it is the day, after you decide to repent, it is the day to put every forbidden you have committed, main forbidden. How you are going to repent? Are you going to go back to it another time or finish your repent and move forward? So he said to the Bedouin, what you are preparing? What we are going to prepare? It's a very difficult journey. You need a bulldozer and a dynamite saint inheriting from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to open the road for us. But the Bedouin was a sincere one. He was a pure one. He was a lover. He was a someone that understand wisdom. What he said? Mahabbatak ya
Rasulullah.
Your love, ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I don't have anything. What am I going to find? How am I going to solve my problem? How am I going to go into this journey without your love? Your love is my beacon. Your love is my flashlight. Your love is my spotlight. Your love is my sun. Your love is my moon. Your love is all the stars in this universe guiding me like a North Pole star guiding everyone to the direction of North. North. Where is the North? Always we say North like that, isn't it? How you say North? Your direction is what? Always you direct up. You never direct for north, down. Although it is a circle, it might be down. But you say south is down. Then why south not up and north is down? Errors! But always direction of highest level. Always when you want to say something high, you say north. Yeah. Always north is standing up. So when you are moving, always you have to make sure that you are going higher. And what is the symbol of the highest, the guidance for you at night?
North.
Prophet is the North. Means he is the guide. Because North Pole is or the star, the North Star, is the guide for all navigation. The whole navigation system for ship or cars or today GSM or satellites, every map, they show north. They don't say south. South is down. And who is the highest? Is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he is the north. Means he is the guide for everything. As the North Pole or North Star. What you call that star? North Star. North Star. No, Pole Star. North Pole. They see it from every part of the world. Huh? And what happened? They will be guided. So what he said? Your love, Ya Muhammad. You are that star that I can rely on. So you need this heavy weight commercial bulldozers. Not, there is commercial, there is what's the other one?
Industrial.
Industrial, and the other one, what you call them? The small machine, home machine.
Residential.
Residential. So there are two types of awliya, residential awliya and heavy business, heavy industry, heavy duty industrial awliya. Industrial awliya, heavy equipment with heavy pistons, engines. Residential, every 3-4 months you have to change. Heavy industrial never change. And you take his hand, you keep it because you have signed a contract with him. But with the residential, it breaks. So even you sign the contract, now you have to ask him a warranty back. I signed with you a contract, give me the warranty. You, where is the warranty that we signed with you? But for industrial, it goes for hundreds and thousands of, you don't need a warranty even. Waste of money to buy a warranty for something industrial. So heavyweight awliya are like industrial machines. Normal sheikhs that people think they are awliya are residential. They quickly break down. They cannot move 3 feet through in that jungle, they are finished. Might be one lion come, bite them, it's gone. And how many of them there are? Fake. But industrial, never fake, always standing up. Guy looking at North Pole, like pine trees. Always green. Summer green, winter green, standing up. Residential awliya, not awliya, the residential sheikhs, like bushes. A mower will eat them. Finish. But heavy duty, like a pine tree, how a mower is going to eat it? It's impossible. So what he said? وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدَى. Every soul has to look what it has provided for tomorrow. Where you are going to provide what you have provided. When you let every soul look to what provision that prepared for tomorrow, then what will happen? Yes, at that time you are going to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have done something wrong and you are not providing anything for your tomorrow, fear Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. 59:18. If you don't fear Him, then of course you are not going to provide anything for the future. And that's why Prophet ﷺ was proud in his hadith of that seven Allah is going to shade them, give them shade in Judgment Day. One of them, a young boy or a young child, girl or boy, raised up in Allah's obedience. Means if you kept Allah's, what you have signed a contract, your covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of promises, when you promised, yes, I will do this. If you kept what Allah has asked you to do in your lifetime, then you will be saved. Or else, you are a loser. So what you have to do now? Now, after knowing that you have to repent, now you have to provide for your soul. You repent what your body has done of sins. And you are asking now the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you ask, fear means not fear, is taqwa. Wattaqullah, he said. Taqwa is sincerity, piety. So when you have piety and sincerity, Allah said, now I will teach you. Wattaqullah wa yu'allimukumullah. Have taqwa and sincerity when you have love to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are moving with your guide through that big jungle to that love of Sayyidina Muhammad, as the Bedouin said and Prophet said, it's enough for you. So when you show that love, Allah will tell you it's enough. I'm happy with that. Then I'm going, that is sincerity for me. You love me? Means you are sincere. I know you are weak. I know Iblis is after you. If he was after Adam alayhi salam, he's not going to be after us. But I like from you that love. If you don't have that love, then no one can do anything for you. And before you come to my love, you have to pass through the love of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad. As the Bedouin said, your love, Ya Muhammad. So he said, you are saved. He didn't go inside the masjid even. He left and went. He was happy because he was overwhelmed that Prophet answered them. He was so innocent person, sincere, like a king speaking with you. He's not speaking, he says hello from far, you'll be very happy. Oh, the king said me hello, or the president told me hello. You see the president sometime on the TV, any president of a country, and he goes into the people and he says hello, or salamu alaikum if he's Muslim or not Muslim, hello. People may be very happy. Oh, the president said to me, hello. They feel that from inside. So that Bedouin was overwhelmed. The best of creation, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was not expecting, telling him, it's enough. He was overwhelmed. He didn't know what to do. He didn't enter in the masjid. He left. Innocent person, no diseases in his heart, no impurities in his heart, it's clean. So when Prophet said it's enough, he left instead of entering. So alhamdulillah, that's nice, good news. So Allah said, I will teach you when you love me, that is a sign of sincerity. Because there are many people, they don't love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are falling into every can they forget? They don't know.
And there are some people who are Muslim, but they have sincerity in their heart. And they love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, what he said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Have sincerity, love to me, I will teach you. But he will teach us. He said, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Oh. يُعَلِّمُكُمْ عِلْم. He said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Above every knower, there is a knower. Means he will keep praising you in the Gnostic levels. Knower after knower, knowledge after knowledge, knowledge after knowledge, infinite. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Have taqwa, sincerity, love to him, Allah will teach you. When he teach you, means never you have heard when Allah teach through the heart, inspiration, you never can learn it through books. It's impossible. That's why sincere ulama, pious ulama, when they were writing traditional classical Muslim scholars, Allah gave to their hearts. Like Imam Ghazali, like Sayyidina Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi, like Abu Yazid al-Bastami, like Shah al-Naqshband, like Ahmad al-Farooq al-Sarhindi, like Muhammad Masoom, like Jean Janan, like all these awliya, Allah gave them, like Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq, Sayyidina, before the Sahaba, before the Imams, the Sahaba, Allah told them. They wrote books and books and books for Imams. They were able to write and explain how, because Allah inspired their hearts. That ilm coming from top, from higher level to down. So he said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Then you can learn more and more. Or else, you will still be in that jungle, not able to cross. Because if you need sometimes jungle are very close to each other, the trees and the bushes, you cannot move. So that you need, that way is a difficult way, the cross section in your life. People, they take their beads, they are making zikr. Sheikh tell them, okay, do zikr, they do zikr. That's it. It's not to do the zikr first. It's to eliminate the mistakes first. It's to do it 5,000 times, Allah, 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 Allah. It takes 15, 20 minutes with you, maximum. Maximum, or 10,000 maximum. To make La ilaha illallah 1,000, it takes 7 minutes. That's simple. But not to look on forbiddens, that's difficult. Grand Sheikh one time he said, one person, if he saw something wrong, and first look is not written against him. Second look, when he looking more, it's written. If he says, Ya Rabbi, that is something haram, you prohibited me to look at it, not to do it, I am leaving it for your sake, it is far more better. If he do 500, the all his obligations, if he does them, he will be rewarded for them. But leaving one forbidden, it's more valuable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is stepping on his ego and leaving it for Allah's sake. It's very tough to leave something that the ego and the desire wants it. That's what we need to do, not only doing the zikr, but you have to do the zikr. We are not saying don't do the zikr, but you have to daily eliminate whatever you have accounted through your decision or of repenting. Now, whatever you have accounted before and came to the decision of the repent, you have to take every one by one and say, Rabbi, astaghfirullah on this. I'm not repeating it. I'm trying my best tomorrow not to do it. So slowly, slowly, eliminating this from your habits. That will be the third level, is muhasabah. At that time, accounting means you will be reaching the level of every soul has to check what it has provided for future. By this way, you will be able to reach the third level in the way to become a murid. And next time, we'll continue the fourth. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ وَحُرْمَةُ الْفَاتِحَةِ